This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We have been studying the steps Paul took to overcome a bout of discouragement he was going through, as described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17, through chapter 3, verse 13. He was tremendously helped when he received word that the believers he was out of contact with for some time were going on with the Lord. With confidence renewed, he took a further step, the step of prayer. Night and day, it says in verse 10, we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Finding victory over discouragement is not a static state. We must go from victory to victory. We must press on and up. Though the report he received about the believers in Thessalonica was encouraging, he knew they were still babes in Christ. He wanted to supply what was lacking in their faith. The place to start was pray for them. He also prayed for the opportunity to see them again, so he could supply what was lacking. There are two things to notice in this prayer. Most earnestly implies intensity of effort. For Paul, this meant spending extended time in prayer, night and day. What is lacking implies that the ultimate objective is to complete the process of growing and maturing. Our job is not just to introduce people into the faith, but to build them up into the full maturity of faith that reflects Christ-likeness. These believers had come a long way in a short time. They were models for others to follow, but they still lacked some. Paul's job wasn't done until that lack was met. Is our commitment to disciple others that complete? Do a reality check.